This morning, I would like to talk to you for a few moments from the subject, the battle before the breakthrough. The battle before the breakthrough. I want to encourage you as Christians to keep on pressing, even in the midst of the battle. As I preached for you before, the battle that you are going through is just a setup for your breakthrough. Once a great military general was asked to reveal the three greatest things he learned throughout his military career. He became silent, looked at the men in the room, and replied, "Never quit. Never, never give up." He paused, then repeated, "Never quit, never, never give up." He waited a moment and stated for the third and final time, "Never quit, never, never give up." So my message to you this morning, don't give up. The Bible tells us not to grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. The challenge for us is to weather the storm before the breakthrough. The challenge for us is to know that every mountaintop of victory will have a valley of the shadow of death. The challenge for us is to know that in between victories are struggles. The challenge for us is to know that in between breakthroughs are battles. And before every new breakthrough, there is a harder battle than we have ever fought. Why, you might ask? Because battle indicates breakthrough. Let me prove it to you. Moses was used to deliver the people of Israel, but he had to face and battle Pharaoh. David was used as a king, but he battled Goliath. Nehemiah was used to rebuild the walls, but he battled opposition. Joseph was used of God, but he battled haters. So if you're in a battle right now, that is a good sign. That just means that your breakthrough is right around the corner. Hallelujah. You see, in between the victories are attacks. In between the breakthrough, there are battles. There could be no triumph without being tried. There could be no testimony without the test. There could be no victory without a battle. There could be no resurrection without the crucifixion. Your greatest battle comes right before your greatest breakthrough. The darkest time is right before the dawn. The battle usually rages at its highest just before the victory. So if you don't turn back, you will inherit new territory. You see, the enemy will fight you harder than ever before because he knows that you are closer to victory than ever. Don't give up at the border of your breakthrough. I think it is important for you to know that strength is not born by seeing miracles. We get strength by going through the struggles. A bodybuilder doesn't get strength by watching someone else work out. Because if we did, we would all be fit. But they build strength by going through the opposition of the struggle. The strength that you need in order to get into your promise is in the struggle. Unfortunately, in the struggle is where most people give up. You see, some of us are right on the edge. We're right on the border of going to the next level. But we give up because we get weary and tired. We let others intimidate us from doing what God has called us to do. Oh, but I have some good news for someone up in here this morning. The Bible says, if you don't give up, you will reap a harvest. If you don't give up in the midst of the struggle, you will get what God has for you. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36 says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Sometimes we have to change our thinking. You ought to get happy when you see a spiritual contention in your life. I know it's a hard thing to do, but it means that you are on the verge of breakthrough. You are on the verge of promotion. I was taught that if the enemy isn't bothering you, then that means he already has you.
But there's victory in Jesus.
Amen. To many of us, so-called Christians will allow the enemy to use us. He is able to use us because we are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. But when your spirit is connected with the Holy Spirit, you can stand against any opposition. You've got God on your side, and that's enough. Hallelujah. God wants to take you from strength to strength, victory to victory, and glory to glory. Somebody needs to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, it's all about what we do in between that determines where we will go. What I've learned that it's the job of the enemy to discourage you in between the victory to victory. It is the job of the enemy to discourage you in between the glory to glory. It is the job of the enemy to discourage you in between the strength to strength. This morning you may feel like things are breaking up, but I'm here to let you know things are breaking through. For the Bible tells us weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You see, it's the job of the enemy to get us to surrender during the weeping of the night, so that we will never experience the joy in the morning. I don't know about you, but I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. So we're going to tell weeping, don't pack an overnight bag, because you can't stay in my house. Because I got to make room for joy. Joy is coming in the morning. And I declare right now it's morning time. For I can see the breaking of the day. If I could just hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory will be mine. We ought to give God some praise right now. Come on. I know sometimes it looks like the enemy is winning. But you see, that's when you need to be like Jacob and be willing to wrestle for your breakthrough. Because the Bible declares, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So that means I can see the weapon. I see my challenges. I see my enemies. I hear them talking negative about me. I hear them going to the boss and trying to stop my promotion. The weapon is forming, but it can't prosper. It can't go nowhere because the word of the Lord declares it. So whatever the enemy's trying to do, it won't prosper. So I want you to say, no weapon. Come on, say it like you really mean it. No weapon. You've got to declare it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on, say that. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. We belong to the Lord, and the Lord has got our backs. This morning, we will examine two quick points from David's experience as he battled for his breakthrough, and then we'll be done. So let's take a look at what David faced before he defeated the giant of his next level. Point number one is the giant tried to discourage David with his words. Before David was able to go to the next level, he had to defeat the giant at that next level. Kind of like video games. You can't go to the next level till you defeat the enemy or whatever it is stopping you from getting to that next level. You can't move up, right? I'm looking at my daughter. She plays the video games all the time. So this is what if we think about it, this is how life is. We can't move to that next level until we defeat the giant at that level. So David's next level didn't come without a battle. The giant tried to intimidate David with his words. Believe me when I tell you, the giant in the next level will try and discourage you from going to the next level by saying things like, who do you think you are? You're not qualified to do this. You will never be free. Things are not going to change. Just give up. You can't do it. You're not going to amount to anything. David didn't let the words of the giant stop him from stepping out and battling that giant of the next level. How many of you desire to continue to grow in the things of God? then guess what? There are going to be some battles that you will face to get to the next level. But just like God came through for David, he will come through for you. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord God, my banner, the one who will fight my battles. Point number two, God used what was tested in David's life. For our text this morning said, Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried in vain to walk, for he was not able to use them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I'm not used to them. So David removed them. The next thing that I would like to point out is that God used what was tested in David's life to defeat the giant. If you notice that it was David's slingshot that defeated the giant and not Saul's armor. For the text goes on to say in the 40th verse, then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in his shepherd's bag, in the pouch. His slingshot was in his hand and he drew near to the Philistine. This morning, I think someone needs to know that God wants to anoint what has been tested in your life. What do I mean by that? David didn't win the battle using Saul's armor because it hadn't been tested in David's life. What was tested in David's life was his slingshot. David got used to using a sling and a stone when he was in the wilderness taking care of sheep. The Bible says in the 48th verse, when the Philistine drew nearer to meet David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put in his hand put his hand in his bag. He took out a stone and he slung it, and he struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. The lesson we can learn here is when you use what you have to win smaller battles, it will make you more skillful to use the same thing to get victory in larger battles. So God used the area that has been tested and tried in David's life to defeat the giant of the next level. I feel that someone needs to know that your promotion to the next level is going to come out of the area of your biggest testing. That area where we have been facing the biggest battle. Some of us may be feeling it financially. Some of us may be feeling it in ministry. Some of us may be feeling it physically. Some of us may be feeling it mentally. Some of us may be feeling it emotionally. But I'm here to let you know God is about to flip the script. God is about to turn the situation around and take you to the next level. You may be facing some battles right now, but guess what? God is about to use that same area where you have had the biggest battle. Think about that area you have had the biggest battle. You've been fighting, you've been crying, you've been worried about. That God is going to use that to bring you your biggest breakthrough. And somebody, I don't know who, but somebody needs to get excited. Because I have some good news for someone. on in here this morning. Hallelujah. The area that you have been tested in right now is about to become the area of your greatest anointing. So somebody, if this word is ministering to you, then I'm talking to you. I know every word that I preach behind this sacred desk is not for everybody. But if you're feeling this, like, hey, she's talking to me. God is about to release a new level of anointing upon your life in the area where you have faced the toughest testing. You must contend with your giant and gain victory over it before that anointing is released to manifest in a greater measure of authority. A greater anointing, greater authority. You see, the battle that you have been facing was just a setup for you to break through. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Regardless of what you may see right now, regardless of how you may feel right now, the truth is your greatest days are ahead. You're not a finished product. You're in the middle of receiving a miracle. You're a miracle in the making. You have not reached your potential yet. The work God begins in you, he will finish. What God started in you, God will complete it. You may be in the midst of the greatest battle of your Christian life. Hell may have made an all-out attack against you. We never know what people are going through. We all come into church, we're smiling, good morning. But we don't know that the heart is hurting on the inside. But God knows. And maybe you are in the middle of a trial, in the middle of an affliction, a middle of a setback that you can't see your way out of. I'm here to give the word, don't worry, because your destiny is greater than your disaster. Your destiny is greater than your disaster. You have to go through the battle before the breakthrough. Trials come to make you strong. God will bring to pass what he has promised you. And I'm here to let you know, hell does not have enough devils. You don't have enough enemies to keep God's purpose and plan for your life from being fulfilled. God did not bring you this far to forsake you. Did you know that? Do you know that God has not brought you this far to leave you now? God has too much invested in you for you to give up now. The devil is not in charge of your life. You don't belong to the enemy. You belong to God. Satan does not control your destiny. Hell does not have the power to stop you and keep you down. Just as the devil couldn't keep Jesus in the grave, neither can he keep you in the trial. Neither can he keep you in the setback. Neither can he keep you in the affliction that you may find yourself in. I know you might not understand what's going on, but if you put your trust in God, God will turn everything around for his glory and get you to the place where he wants you to be. It may be a spiritual place. It may be a physical place. It may be a financial place. God is able to work it out for your good if we press on. Don't give up. I will close with this illustration. There was a written account of Chuck Yeager, an aircraft pilot, who was the first man to ever break the sound barrier. Pilots had often approached the speed of sound, but severe shaking of the controls caused them to turn back. One pilot pushed his small plane speed to 800, then 850, and then to 900, but turned back when the plane began to shake uncontrollably. On October 14, 1947, Chuck Yeager set out to do what had never been done. As he pushed his plane towards the barrier, it began to shake from side to side, to the point it appeared it may even explode. But this day would be different, for he refused to turn back. He said, "If I die, I die trying. I am not turning back. No matter what, I am going for it." The aircraft he was flying went through the barrier surprisingly smoothly. It was a sensation of shooting straight through the top of the sky. All at once, the stars and the moons came out, and the sun was shining at the same time. For a brief moment, he was master of the sky, going beyond the boundaries of understanding and exceeding the limitations of his mind. He had reached a place where victory can be realized. It was for one reason and one reason only. He refused to turn back. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Just keep fighting. This is the battle before the breakthrough. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Just push on, not looking back, and we will gain the land that God has promised us. That is the word for this morning. Amen. The battle before the breakthrough. So if you don't remember anything I said, remember, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. God has got you covered. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word. God, somebody needed to hear this word. They were right at the edge of throwing in the towel. They were right at the edge of ending it all. God, but you sent the word to heal. You sent the word to restore. You've sent your word to rejuvenate. So God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Minister to those who are about to give up. Minister to those who felt like all hope was gone. God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And we thank you for this. We are victorious, and we claim the victory right now in Jesus' name. Amen.